the Raiders of Southern High School out of Wymore Southern. This should be a great matchup. These teams have played twice before this season. Johnson Brock getting the win both times, but both games went into overtime. So that's how close these teams are. We're looking for a great matchup. My name is Randy Gatula. I'll be calling your play-by-play for tonight's broadcast. And, you know, one of the things we enjoy most about this high school coverage are all the young people that we get to meet and be associated with. And occasionally, we are even able to have some of them join us for the broadcast. And that's certainly the case tonight. We're very pleased. Sitting alongside me tonight is Johnson Brock's eighth grader, Gage Rasmussen. Gage, good evening, sir. Gage, let's talk a little bit here and introduce you to our listeners if we can. You're in the eighth grade. Do you play junior high ball?
Yes, I do.
And how'd the team do this year?
We went about 10-2, losing to Freeman and Auburn.
So those were your only losses, Freeman and Auburn this year?
Yep.
Outstanding. Now, you're involved with the high school boys program. Tell me about that.
I'm a student manager for the team.
And what are the student manager's duties?
We give the players water and we keep stats during the game.
A lot of people think you're only there for the games. That includes all the practices too, right?
Yep.
Okay. A great opportunity for you to maybe see the inner workings of the high school program while you're still a junior high player by doing that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. They tell me you're a little bit interested in broadcasting here. That's why you're with us tonight. Have you talked with Mrs. Studheit yet about the Strive TV program here?
I have not, but I probably will towards the end of the school year.
I got to tell you, Gage, I wish they'd have had something like Strive TV when I was in school. That would have been a ball. Of course, I probably wouldn't have been able to do it because I was playing ball, but it still would have been a good time. Gage, tell me an interesting fact about you that maybe not everybody knows, something about yourself.
I love the NFL, and my favorite team is the Chicago Bears.
The Chicago Bears, even though we're close to the Chiefs?
Yep, my dad grew up liking them, so just passed it on to me.
I see. Well, that's Gage Rasmussen. He's an eighth grader here at Johnson Brock. You're going to hear Gage's voice throughout the evening here tonight as he's going to assist us with the broadcast, and we're looking forward to, I think this is going to be a good ball game, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Ought to be a dandy. All right, we're going to step aside for a one-minute break, a one-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with a look at the starting lineups right after this on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska has a new doctor on staff, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Strike. He just replaced my right knee, spent a little time at the hospital, both great experiences. I highly recommend Dr. Strike and Community Medical Center in Falls City. Dr. Strike specializes in treatment of sports injuries and total joint replacement. So if you have problems, give them a call at 245-6510.
Welcome you back to Johnson Brock High School. Let's take a look now at the starting lineups for this Class D1 sub-district final. First of all, the starters for the Southern High Raiders. They'll go with Elena Clover. Clover is a junior, averages 7 points per ball game. Kendria Troxell, a junior at 7 points per game. Maddie Wegner, she's a senior, averages 5 points per contest. The big gun offensively for the Raiders is Kelly Cooper. Cooper is a junior. She averages 21 points per game. And round out the starting five for Coach Jeff Murphy is Riley Short. Short, a senior, averages 5 points per contest. We're going to step aside here for our national anthem, and then we'll come back and look at the Johnson Brock starters after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS.
A weather update from
WeatherEye.
We'd
love the opportunity to earn your business. Call us at LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold. An equal housing opportunity.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Johnson Brock High School. We've met the starters for the Southern Raiders. Now let's take a look at the starting lineup for the Johnson Brock Eagles. They'll go with Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens, just a freshman at 5'8", averages 8.6 points and 6.7 rebounds per game. Audrey Sanford, a senior, 5'5", 7.2 points and 3 rebounds. Allie Rasmussen. Rasmussen is a junior. She averages 5.5 points and 3 rebounds per contest. Natalie Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer, second leading scorer on the team, 8.6 points per game, 3.3 rebounds. She's just a sophomore. And to round out the starting five for Johnson Brock is Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman, a freshman at 5'11", averages 11.5 points and 10 rebounds per contest for the Eagles and Coach Mitchell Atkinson. A couple of other games going on tonight. Later this evening at 7 o'clock in Fall City, John Nixon will have the Sacred Heart Irish and the Sterling Jets. That game heard live on our sister station, KTNC, tonight. Also going on right now in Auburn, the Auburn Lady Bulldogs are leading Fairbury at halftime, 23-12. Auburn leading Fairbury. That's in the C1 sub-district at Auburn. We're ready to get underway here. Johnson Brock and Southern. Kelly Cooper, Taryn Ottoman to jump it up. The tip's going to be controlled by the Raiders. They'll come down and set their offense as we get underway here at Johnson Brock High School. On the dribble with the ball is Troxell. Goes off on the left side to Maddie Wegner. Back to Troxell. Now Kelly Cooper on the right elbow. A cross-court skip pass into the corner. Deep baseline left side. Back up it comes to Wegner in the corner. Here's a three from the corner on the left side. Up and good. Nailing that three down on the left side. We'll have to pick her up here in a minute. I think that must have been Troxell, I believe. What? Yes, okay. 42, short. Thank you. Now Johnson Brock with the basketball. Jump right in there if you see who did it and help me out. Don't worry. Here's a three from the corner. Johnson Brock up and good. Natalie Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer answers with a three of her own, and we're tied to three apiece in the opening minute here at Johnson Brock. This is Cooper with the basketball. Kelly Cooper into the corner left side to Riley Short. Short comes up to Maddie Wegner with the basketball. Back to Short. She hit the three a minute ago from down there in the left corner. On the right side, near elbow, they come to Cooper. Again, it goes to Short, baseline left side. Wegner handles the basketball. Around into the corner on the right now with it is Troxell. Troxell can't get to the baseline. They're looking for Clover inside, but no pass there. Cooper has to give up her dribble. Hands it to Troxell. Ball is loose, stolen away. Fast break. Down court they come with it. Knippelmeyer are driving layup up and good by Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens with the lay-in, and it's 5-3. Johnson Brock with their first lead. Cooper on the floor, almost lost the basketball. Then a whistle and a foul is going to be called. The foul is going to be on Johnson Brock. I believe it's going to go. Well, we'll see here when they post it.
That foul's on Brooklyn Behrens. That's her first personal foul, first team foul.
All right, with the basketball, Southern High Raiders. Over to the left side, ball stolen away. Behrens comes up with the basketball. Behrens across the timeline into forecourt will set the offense to the top of the circle. Pass came up there for a moment to Rasmussen, Hallie Rasmussen. Now over to the right wing with it. Taryn Ottoman down in the corner. On the left elbow, Rasmussen again. She dribbles between the rings, works to the right elbow, picks up her dribble. Pass comes to the near side. Audrey Sanford with the ball. Again, a lob pass finds Rasmussen on the right elbow. comes back to Sanford. She had an open look, doesn't take it. Knippelmeyer with the ball in the corner on the left side. Slips, almost falls down. Jeff Murphy wanted a travel call over there on the side, didn't get it. Here's Ottoman. She's triple-teamed in the corner. Has to go back to Sanford. It comes to Taryn Ottoman. Now she's double-teamed and trapped down there. Sanford with an open look, three from the right side. Short rebound, Ottoman. Follow shot up and off, no good. Rasmussen tipped it away, and then it's grabbed up by Maddie Wegner. Wegner with the outlet pass. Wegner gets a pass down court. Comes down to Troxell with it. To Short in the corner on the left side. Short handling the basketball. Again finds Maddie Wegner. Wegner on the left elbow. Ball goes off of Cooper into Short's hands in the corner. Kelly Cooper trying to penetrate. Drives in, driving layup. Cooper up and good. Kelly Cooper with her first 2 points. She averages 21 per ball game for the Raiders. Rasmussen with the basketball now into the corner right side to Taryn Ottoman. Rasmussen with a long two that's off the back of the iron, and the rebound comes down to Elena Culver. Culver with the basketball outlet pass finds Troxell. Kendria Troxell, top of the key, Maddie Wegner around to Short on the left side. Baseline down deep in the corner. That's Wegner handling the basketball to Culver. Culver tries to dribble across, has the ball taken away by Brooklyn Behrens. It's loose on the floor. Culver comes up with it. Everybody diving after the ball. Sanford on the floor. Kelly Cooper under the pile. And a jump ball is going to be called. The possession arrow is going to favor Johnson Brock. 4:24 to play here in the first quarter. We're tied at 5 apiece. These teams went to overtime the first two times they matched up this year. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Rasmussen inbounds a pass. Gets it into Sanford. Back to Helly Rasmussen for three. Left side, just scored off the rim. Rebound comes down to Brooklyn Behrens, and Behrens falls to the floor. I believe it was Riley Short, but we'll see here. No, we'll wait until they post it. A little bit late getting it up. There we go.
That foul will be on Riley Short. That's their first personal foul, first team foul.
Inbound the pass to the left side. Shot is up and on the way. Behrens doesn't go. Rebound, Sanford tries to go up with a shot. It's tipped away and knocked out of bounds by Kelly Cooper. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Audrey Sanford to trigger it in. Baseline, left side, under the basket. Lobs it up top to Helly Rasmussen. Rasmussen penetrates in the paint. A little floater that's up and good. Rasmussen with her first 2 points of the ball game, and that puts Johnson Brock back on top, 7-5. We're midway through the first quarter, 3:58 to play first period. Maddie Wegner dribbles between defenders to the free throw line, puts it to Cooper in the paint. Cooper lost a handle on it. Wegner comes up with it, flips it off to Short. Short on the left elbow, looking inside for Cooper. No passes there. Now Wegner has it deep, low post left side. Here's Elena Culver with the basketball, feeds to the right side to Troxell. She takes it around, left side, Wegner. Wegner penetrates in, little floater in the paint, up and good. She got it, and she will be fouled. Maddie Wegner is fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot the and one.
That foul will be on Natalie Knippelmeyer. That's her first personal foul and second team foul.
Here's Maddie Wegner's free throw. It's up and good. Wegner completes a three-point play the old-fashioned way, and it's 8-7, the lead to the Southern Raiders. Johnson Brock with the basketball, setting the offense. Helly Rasmussen skip pass to the near side, off to Audrey Sanford. Back it goes to Rasmussen. She goes into the corner, down deep, right side of the bucket to Brooklyn Behrens. Back around, top of the key. Here's Knippelmeyer for three. It's off the rim. Safe from going out of bounds by Behrens, but it's going to be touched last over there by Brooklyn Behrens. It'll be Southern High's basketball. Raiders will have it against pressure now by Johnson Brock. Maddie Wegner inbounds a pass, gets it into Kendria Troxell. Troxell, the junior point guard, brings it down court off to Wegner left side, around the horn to the left wing. There's a long one up and good. That was Short with another three-pointer. That's her second three-pointer for Riley Short. Keep in mind, she only averages 5 points per game on the season. Here's a three for Johnson Brock, put up by Helly Rasmussen. Follow shot, putback put up by Audrey Sanford, and she will be fouled. We're going to put Sanford to the line, where she'll be shooting two shots. Audrey Sanford to shoot two.
That foul will be on Elena Culver, her first individual foul, second team foul.
At the free throw line, Audrey Sanford gets the first one. She'll have a second shot coming. Sanford has pulled the Lady Eagles back within three now. They trail 11-8 with 2:48 to play here in the first quarter. Audrey Sanford's second free throw. This one rims off, no good. Taryn Ottoman tries to come down with the ball and goes to the floor hard. Well, I hope that wasn't her head that hit the floor. Taryn Ottoman fell to the floor, and they're going to say the ball is going to belong to the Raiders of Southern. 2:45 to go here in the first quarter. 11-8 your score. Johnson Brock trailing by three as Troxell crosses the timeline, picked up by Brooklyn Barons on the defense. Troxell flips it to the left side to Short. She's hit a couple of threes from out there already tonight. She'll travel with the basketball. That'll turn it over and give it back to Johnson Brock. 2:31 to play first quarter. Eagles with a chance to tie it with a three or pull closer with a two this trip down the floor. Inbound the pass, Chloe Weiss in the ballgame now. Weiss tosses into Sanford. Back to Weiss on the right wing into the corner. Down to Ottoman. Skip pass across court. Oh, it's too tall over the head of Audrey Sanford. The ball goes out of bounds, and there's an unforced turnover against the Johnson Brock Eagles. Southern High will get the ball back with a three-point lead. They're up 11-8 with 2:21 to go in the ballgame. Maddie Wegner to the right side. Kendria Troxell. Troxell works the left-handed dribble, looking for Cooper. Now Troxell with a shot from the free throw line that's up and off no good. Wegner comes up with the rebound. Maddie Wegner on the dribble, brings it out between the rings at the top of the free throw circle near the midcourt circle to the left side. Into Short it goes. Short back to Troxell deep in the corner. Weiss chases after Troxell. She's trapped. Wegner had a look from the left wing, didn't take the shot. Wegner in the paint, has to get rid of the ball to the corner. Troxell for three, left side, it's good. Kendria Troxell hits a three, and that's the third three-pointer of the game already for Southern. Raiders up by six now, 14-8 with a minute 35 to go in the first quarter. Barons in traffic. She gets knocked to the floor, no whistle. The ball is turned over, and it goes back to the Southern Raiders. Minute 25 to go, first quarter, 14-8. Raiders up by six, their biggest lead of the game thus far. Wegner in the paint. Oh, she put a nice bounce pass to Short. Short was waiting under the basket, just couldn't handle the basket. And the ball, timeout's going to be taken by the Southern High Raiders.
There's a timeout on the floor. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
We laid our score here with a minute 14 left to play in the first quarter. The Lady Eagles down by 6, 14-8. The latest score we have from Auburn, 23-12. Auburn leading Fairbury. That's a halftime score in the C1 sub-district in Auburn. We're back to live action here. Short with the basketball off to Wegner on the left wing. Up top of the key it comes to Troxell. Troxell reverses her dribble. Again finds Wegner on the left elbow. Maddie tries to work out near the midcourt line to the baseline left side. Another three is on the way. Troxell with the rebound. Clover flips it out to Troxell. The outlet pass, and they'll reset the offense. Maddie Wegner holds the ball above her head on the key. Out to the left elbow, a three on the way up and off, no good. Natalie Knippelmeyer with the rebound. Knippelmeyer down court pass to Chloe Weiss. Weiss up top to Knippelmeyer for three. Short is off the front of the rim, short. Rebound Ottoman, follow shot, put back up and off, no good. Chased down by Troxell, it goes out of bounds off of Elena Clover, and it'll belong to the Johnson Brock Eagles. Just 33 seconds to play here in the first quarter, 14-8. Southern High up by six. Johnson Brock with the basketball. They'd like to score on this final possession of the quarter. Skip pass across to Brooklyn Buckmeyer, who's in the ballgame now. Back up at the top, it comes to Sanford. Chloe Weiss in the corner left side. Sanford looking inside for Ottoman. There's a shot by Weiss. It's up for three. It's short off the front of the rim. Clover with a rebound. And then a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Johnson Brock Eagles. Elena Clover came down with the ball. We'll see who the foul is on here.
That foul will be on Audrey Sanford. That's her first personal foul and third team foul.
So the Southern Raiders now with a chance with 12 seconds to go to come down and play for a final shot. They're already up by 6, 14-8. On the right side is Troxell with the ball, 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Troxell across court pass, short at the top of the key. There's Wegner with a desperation shot at the buzzer that doesn't go. That's the end of the first.
That's the end of the first quarter. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
February is Heart Month, so here are some tips from Nemaha County Hospital to live a heart-healthy life. Be active. Eat a heart-healthy diet. Limit alcohol intake. Maintain a healthy weight. Manage stress. And keep cholesterol and blood pressure under control. Taking care of your heart is one of the most important things you can do for yourself. Nemaha County Hospital, providing you with quality care every time.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, things off to a little bit of a shaky start here for the Lady Eagles. They have defeated Southern twice this year, both times in overtime. And here after one quarter, they're down by 6, 14-8. Big shots there on the three-pointers, three of them in the first quarter for the Raiders. We move to second quarter action. Johnson Rock with the basketball. Knippelmeyer, a cross-court pass to the far right side to Rasmussen. Comes back to Knippelmeyer. There's a long two. Hits the front of the iron and doesn't go. And coming out of there is Behrens with the rebound. She flips it up, and Elena Clover comes up with a loose basketball. Clover hands it off to Troxell. She'll bring it up and set the offense for the Raiders. Kendria Troxell to the left elbow. Maddie Wegner with the basketball. Wegner dribbles it back between the rings. Dow reverses to the left-handed dribble. Left side of the free throw circle goes Wegner. Down to short in the corner. That's Troxell with the ball. Into Clover. Elena Clover off the glass, up and good. Clover with her first 2 points of the ball game. And it's, the score is doubled up now on Johnson Brock. 16-8, biggest lead of the game thus far. Southern up by 8 points. Johnson Brock's basketball. To the near side it comes to Sanford. Sanford finds Knippelmeyer on the left elbow. Knippelmeyer into the corner left side. Brooklyn Behrens open look for two. No. Rebound Ottoman. Follow shot. Can't get it. But Ottoman will be fouled, and we're going to put Taryn Ottoman to the line for Johnson Brock, where she'll be shooting two shots. We'll see who the foul is on here. Haven't posted it up yet for us. Ottoman at the line. There it is.
Foul's on number 33, Sally Cooper. That's her first personal foul and third team foul.
First free throw is up and good for Taryn Ottoman. She got the first one. That's her first point of the night. They've had trouble getting the ball inside to the big girl, Taryn. 5'11 freshman. She'll have a second shot coming here. Ottoman's second free throw is on the way. It's up and it's good also. She got them both. That pulls Johnson Brock back to within six. It's 16-10. 6:54 to go here in the first half. On the right side, Kelly Cooper with the ball goes to the corner. She got trapped down there and has to come back up. Wegner comes over to help her out. They pass back up to Maddie Wegner. This is Wegner at the free throw line. Bounce pass right side, Cooper. She goes inside, lives it off the glass, up and off no good. Ottoman comes down with a rebound. Taryn Ottoman down quickly to Sanford. Audrey Sanford, a cross-court pass. There's Helly Rasmussen for three. Short off the rim. The ball just not falling for the Lady Eagles of Johnson Brock here. They're shooting percentages have to be horrendous right now. Not going well for them. Southern Raiders basketball. Maddie Wegner sets the offense. Picks up her dribble on the right side of the free throw circle. A cross court pass to Short in the corner left side. That's Riley Short with the basketball. Again, it comes around to Wegner. Short, baseline left side. She can't get a look at it. Looking inside the paint for Elena Clover. Instead, it went to Kelly Cooper. Back to Short again. Bounce pass into Clover, tipped away, safe from going out of bounds. Then they say that Short stepped on the sideline, and that'll be turning the basketball back over to Johnson Brock. 5:49 to play first half, 16-10. Johnson Brock trailed by as much as 8. It's 16-8. They're back within 6 now and trying to cut into that lead. Helly Rasmussen with the basketball into the corner to Taryn Ottoman. On the right side of the basket, Ottoman with the basketball. Skip pass across to the near side. It comes to Sanford. There's Rasmussen with an open three that won't fall. Off the rim, doesn't go. A struggle for the rebound in the corner, and it goes out of bounds. Goes off of Knippelmeyer. Great job down there by Kendria Troxell. She saved the ball from going out of bounds, tossed it back in off of Natalie Knippelmeyer before it went out of bounds and preserved the possession for the Raiders. There's a bounce pass to Clover on the baseline that's loose, and then a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Pretty sure that one's going on Elena Clover. We'll pick it up here in a second when they post it. We're going to have a timeout taken first.
There's a timeout on the floor. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
17 to play in the first half here with Johnson Brock. 16-10 your score. The Southern High Raiders up by 6. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. That foul, incidentally, before the break was on Elena Clover, and that's her second personal, team foul number 4 on the Raiders. Now Johnson Brock with the ball. Weiss up court. Oh, bad pass stolen away at the other end. Driving, laying it off the glass, up and good. Laying it in was Kelly Cooper. She's got 4 points. That was a huge mistake there for Johnson Brock on the inbound pass as they turned it over under the basket. Here's a downcourt pass to Ottoman. A wraparound pass to Knippelmeyer. She tries to go up with a shot. Blocked away by Wegner. Wegner saves it from going out of bounds. Tipped it into Clover. It goes off Elena Clover out of bounds. It'll belong to Johnson Brock. Sanford will inbound it. 18-10. Your score is back to 8 now for the Southern Raiders. In the corner, here's Weiss with a long three that's off the back of the iron and won't go. And the rebound to Maddie Wegner. Wegner downcourt pass to the fast break. Here comes Clover on the right side. Turnaround shot. Clover blocked by Ottoman. Rebound brought down Rasmussen. Hallie Rasmussen with the ball across the timeline. Rasmussen to the right side. Goes to Weiss with a pass down to Ottoman in the corner. Ottoman is trapped down there. They're doing a great job on Taryn Ottoman, keeping her away from the rim. Now the pass goes to Ottoman out of bounds. It's going to be tipped away over there by Riley Short, and it'll stay with Johnson Brock. Right in front of the Southern bench. Inbounding the pass will be Sanford. She tosses it in, gets it into Rasmussen. Kelly Rasmussen, a cross-court pass stolen away. A skip pass stolen by Troxell. The passing has not been sharp tonight for Johnson Brock. Maddie Wegner, right side Kendria Troxell, back up top to Wegner. She holds it all between the rings for a minute. Into Clover at the free throw line. Kelly Cooper gets the pass. Now to Riley Short for three from the corner. Off no good. Out of bounds. It's going to go off of Weiss. It'll belong to the Southern Raiders. Here's Brooklyn Behrens back into the lineup. She will replace Hallie Rasmussen now on the floor for Johnson Brock. 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. We're halfway through the second period. 18-10. Southern up by 8. Riley Short to the top of the circle up to Kendria Troxell. Troxell goes back to Short with it. Baseline left side. Short feeds off to Maddie Wegner. Wegner, right wing, takes a dribble between the rings. Works to the left side to Short. Around it comes to Kelly Cooper. Cooper with 4 points so far tonight. She's averaging 18 on the season. Here's Troxell for three. Up and off, no good. Rebound Cooper. Kelly Cooper bounce pass to Wegner, or to Elena Clover. And then a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock. We know who it's on, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn Behrens, her second personal foul and fourth team foul.
Not a shooting foul. It was on the floor. So Maddie Wegner will trigger it in. Right side under the backboard. Up to Troxell around the horn, left side, Short for three. It's off, no good. Natalie Knippelmeyer has the rebound. Knippelmeyer, down court pass. All the way down court to Audrey Sanford. Around the horn it comes to Weiss. Weiss had a look there. Tries to go up with a shot, blocked away by underneath by Clover. Rebound pulled down, reverse lay-in. It's blocked by Sanford. Sanford went up with a shot. Elena Clover got a hand on it and blocked the reverse layup. And here come the Raiders with an 8-point lead, up 18-10 and 3 minutes to go in the first half. Short in the corner, low post, tried to put a bounce pass in, stolen away. Coming up with it Sanford goes to Weiss. Weiss back up to Natalie Knippelmeyer. She's guarded by Kelly Cooper. Knippelmeyer over to the right side with it to Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer, across court pass. Inside, Ottoman moves to the basket. Shot up and good. And that's what Johnson Brock is going to have to figure out a way to do, is to get the ball into Taryn Ottoman. She's been pretty quiet here just until that basket. All she had was two free throws thus far. 18-12 now, a six-point lead with 2:25 to go here in the first half. With the ball for the Southern Raiders is Kelly Cooper. Cooper gives it up to Wegner at the top of the key. Back it comes to Cooper. She can't get to the baseline. A cross-court pass, Maddie Wegner. Wegner goes to the free throw line. Bounce pass, Cooper. Cooper baseline right side. Knippelmeyer is there to stop the drive. Back to Wegner with it. Maddie, bounce pass, Cooper for three. Right side off the rim, no. Natalie Knippelmeyer with the rebound. Knippelmeyer down court with the ball to Chloe Weiss. Weiss has her bounce pass kicked out of bounds off the foot of Kelly Cooper. The ball will stay with the Eagles. Johnson brought down by six, 18-12. Timeout taken on the floor.
We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
This month, we encourage you to keep your heart healthy by not only eating a healthy diet and staying active, but by also building your relationships with your friends and family. Give the person you're speaking to your full attention. Put down your phone or stop what you're working on and make eye contact. Focus on what that loved one is telling you. When you have positive, engaging conversations, you're taking steps to having a healthier lifestyle. This heart health tip is brought to you by Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, they've got a dandy going over at Auburn. At halftime, Auburn was leading Fairbury 23-12, but in the third quarter, Fairbury has outscored Auburn 11-6, and now after three quarters, Auburn leading by six, 29-23. That's your score in Auburn in the Class C1 girls sub-district final. The Auburn Bulldogs leading the Fairbury Jets 29-23. We'll keep you updated with a final on that just as soon as it's available. John Nixon will be on the air shortly on KTNC, the Sacred Heart Irish, and the Sterling Jets. That's scheduled for a 7 o'clock tip-off in Fall City. That's on KTNC. Back to live action here. Johnson Brock down by 6, 18-12. Brooklyn Buckmeyer going to get called for the walk down in the corner. She'll travel with it and turn it over to the Southern Raiders. Johnson Brock has had their share of miscues in this first half. Some not real crisp passing with some turnovers, and then the travels, some few unforced turnovers, frankly. Now here's the ball stolen away by Chloe Weiss. Two-on-one fast break. Sanford driving lay-in. Oh, couldn't get it, and no whistle, no foul. Johnson Brock fans are furious over that one. Here comes Kelly Cooper. Fast break the other way. Ottoman in front of her. Shot is up and off. No good. The rebound fought for. Brooklyn Buckmeyer rips it out of the hands of Riley Short. Jump ball is going to be called. Possession arrow is going to stay with the Southern Raiders. A lot of contact down there. Audrey Sanford going in for a layup. To say she got hammered would be an understatement. And no whistle. Inbound the pass to Riley Short. Baseline left side. Top of the key, Kelly Cooper. She hands it off to Kendria Troxel. And Troxel goes to Maddie Wegner with the pass. Wegner on the dribble. Comes around the horn on the right wing. In the paint. Jump shot, Maddie Wegner. Off the glass, doesn't go. And the rebound to Audrey Sanford. Sanford, long down court pass. Has Knippelmeyer driving, laying up. Couldn't get it. Blocking foul is going to be called. Knippelmeyer went down hard. She collided down there with Kelly Cooper, and Cooper is shaken up. That was quite a collision. Or no, that's Riley Short. Short is shaken up. The two of them collided under there. It is Cooper. I was waiting to see who was on the bottom of that stack. Kelly appears to be all right. She was a little slow getting up off the floor. So it'll go on Kelly Cooper, the foul.
That foul will be on number 33, Kelly Cooper. That's her second personal foul, fifth team foul.
At the free throw line is Natalie Knippelmeyer, and the free throw off the back of the iron wouldn't go. She'll get another attempt here. Johnson Brock has made 3 out of 5 from the line so far here in the ballgame. Got a substitute into the game for the first time tonight, checking in. Addison Young, a freshman. Addison Young into the contest. Natalie Knippelmeyer at the line, ready for her second free throw attempt. She's got 3 points on a tray back in the first quarter. Shot is on the way for Knippelmeyer, up and good. She got it. That pulls Johnson Brock back to within 5 now at 18-13 with 1 minute to play here in the first half. On the dribble, Young with the basketball, gets it up to Maddie Wegner. Wegner looks to the left side to Troxell with the pass. Troxell, left wing, guarded out here by Sanford. They're going to try and run the clock down and play for one shot. 18-13, Southern up by five with 40 seconds to play. Nearly stolen away by Knippelmeyer, and now a whistle out here and a foul going to be called on Natalie Knippelmeyer.
That foul will be on Natalie Knippelmeyer. That will be her second personal foul and fifth team foul.
So the basketball will stay with the Southern Raiders. Addison Young, who made a brief appearance, she leaves the ball game, and Kelly Cooper is right back onto the floor. Inbound the pass, comes into Troxell, off to Wegner. Chloe Weiss slaps it away from Wegner. She gets the ball back. Wegner bounce pass to the left side of the lane. Back out onto the left wing it comes. Wegner handling the basketball. At the free throw line, bounce pass right side to Riley Short. Short up top to Wegner with 15 seconds to play in the first half. 18-13, five-point ball game. Wegner across court. Oh, nearly stolen by Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Here's a shot that's up and off the rim. No, it's tipped around. Rebound, Clover, follow shot, whistle, and foul. And we're going to put Kelly Cooper at the free throw line. Kelly Cooper will be shooting two shots for the Southern Raiders. Just 3.4 seconds left to play here in the first half. Kelly Cooper at the line. First one is up and good. Got a foul there to report.
That foul was on Brooklyn Buckmeyer. That's her first personal foul and sixth team foul.
Kelly Cooper, second free throw is on the way. It's up and it's good also. And that puts the lead back to 7, 20-13. 3 seconds to go here. Long shot at the buzzer will not go. And at the half, 20-13 our score. Johnson Brock trailing here.
It's halftime here at Johnson Brock High School. We'll take a two-minute timeout and be right back with our halftime scoring recap right after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at holmanford.com.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
Insurance can be confusing. Contact Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Tecumseh and Humboldt. Independent agents Nanette Hatfield, Randy Miller, Howard Beckla, Linda Henriksen, Travis Davison, Kelly Shoup, Kay Leach, and Kim Thornburg are ready to help you get the best insurance coverage at the right price. Farm, home, auto, crop, or business insurance. If you don't know insurance, know your agents. Contact Community Insurance Group's independent agents in Pawnee City, Tecumseh and Humboldt and put them to work for you.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Johnson Brock High School. Randy Gatula along with Gage Rasmussen. It's halftime. The Johnson Brock Eagles trailing the Southern High Raiders at the half, 20-13 our score. Looking at the individual scoring for the Southern Raiders, Kelly Cooper has 6. Riley Short also with 6 points. Maddie Wegner added 3. 3 points for Kendria Troxell and Elena Clover with 2 for their total of 20. From the charity stripe, the Southern Raiders went 3 out of 3 at the line. Scoring for the Johnson Brock Eagles, Taryn Ottoman leads the way. She has 4 points. 4 points also for Natalie Knippelmeyer. 2 points for Helly Rasmussen. Brooklyn Behrens has two. And Audrey Sanford added two for their total of 13. From the free throw line, Johnson Brock went 4 out of 6 from the line. 20-13. That's our halftime score, with the Southern Raiders leading the Johnson Brock Eagles. Latest scoring update we have from Auburn. After three quarters, Auburn was leading Fairbury 29-23. Right now we're going to take a two-minute break, and then Colin Feldkamp, our producer-engineer, will update you with the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes of information, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. That's coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Jim Hills in Falls City is your home decorating center. Visit the store at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City. You'll find a well-stocked name brand paint department with all the painting supplies and computerized color matching. Shop the latest in floor covering, window treatments, and accessories to accent and beautify your home. Chat with the friendly staff. They're happy to answer any questions. Jim Hills in Falls City. Call 402-245-4444. That's 402-245-4444.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
If you have an idea that's just right for your business, don't let funding hold you back. You could have a hands-down winning business plan if you just had the funds on hand. That's where our bank comes in. As your business lender, we have the loans to give your business a boost. Let's talk about it. We're an equal housing lender.
Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Visit Frontier Bank in Falls City.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows dip down to about 11 tonight under clear skies, winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 52. Clear skies and quiet tomorrow night. Lows level off around 20. Lots of sunshine outside Saturday with daytime highs approaching 42. 63 Sunday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula and Gage Rasmussen back with you here at Johnson Brock High School. It's halftime. The Southern High Raiders leading the Johnson Brock Eagles 20-13. Kind of a shaky first half of basketball here for Johnson Brock. Numerous turnovers. Shooting percentage not good. They put up quite a number of threes and only hit one of them. Natalie Knippelmeyer connected on one. Southern, they connected on three from outside the three-point circle. Got nine extra points there, and they lead it by seven, 20-13. We haven't got another update yet from Auburn. The last we heard, Auburn was leading Fairbury at the end of three quarters, 29-23. What's significant about that is Auburn was up by 11 at halftime, 23-12, and Fairbury outscored the Lady Bulldogs 11-6 in that third period for a kind of staging a comeback. So we're anxiously awaiting the report to see how that one comes out between Auburn and Fairbury. Just getting underway now in Falls City are the Sacred Heart Irish and the Sterling Jets. That game being heard live tonight on our sister station, KTNC, and, of course, live online worldwide at mscsports.net. You can listen in anywhere around the country, mscsports.net. Click on Listen Live, select KTNC, and you can hear the Sterling Jets and the Sacred Heart Irish. So when we get things wrapped up here at Johnson Brock, we encourage you to switch over to KTNC and see what John Nixon's got going for you live from the Rural Activity Center down in Falls City. And again, we will have a scoring update for you shortly on that Auburn game being played with Fairbury. Right now, though, the business at hand here for myself and Gage Rasmussen is to see what we can do with the Johnson Brock Eagles down by seven. Clock is set at 8 minutes. We're ready to move into second half action. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Hallie Rasmussen inbounds the pass to the left side. Here's a three on the way by Ottoman that's up and off, no good. And then a fight for the rebound and a pushing foul is going to be called on the Southern Raiders. Johnson Brock will get to keep the basketball. I'm not sure who they're going to put that one on. We're going to have to wait till they post it on the board. There you go.
That foul will be on Riley Short. That's their second personal foul, first team foul.
Here's an inbound pass, and a foul is going to be called. I think this one's going to go on Kelly Cooper, pretty sure.
That foul will go on Kelly Cooper, her third personal foul and the second team foul.
That's significant. Kelly with three here because she is her leading scorer. The first free throw is on the way for Knippelmeyer. It's up and off, no good. The Lady Eagles went 4 of 6 in the first half from the charity stripe. Knippelmeyer's second free throw is on the way. This one is good. Actually, it's a three-point, three-shot situation. She was putting up a three when she was fouled. So she'll have a third shot coming here for Natalie Knippelmeyer. It's on the way up, and this one is off. So she hit one of three there. The rebound comes down to the Southern Raiders. Kelly Cooper with the basketball at the midcourt line. Almost walked with it. Ball tipped away and stolen. Knippelmeyer takes it in for the driving lay-in. Couldn't get it. Rebound. Follow shot. Rasmussen couldn't get it. Rebound brought down by underneath by Maddie Wegner. Oh, 2 point blank shots under there. I call them bunnies, and they miss both the bunnies. Here come the Southern Raiders with the basketball. Kelly Cooper to the near side to Maddie Wegner. Wegner holds the basketball for a moment. A cross-court pass. 20-14, a 6-point lead for the Southern Raiders. Opening minute of play here in the second half, third quarter. A cross-court pass to Short. She almost drags the pivot foot, goes into Cooper with it. Open look, Troxel for three, off no good. Ball safe from going out of bounds, grabbed up nicely by Rasmussen. Hallie Rasmussen, long down-court pass, across court, under the basket. Knippelmeyer shot up and good. Give the assist to Sanford. Natalie Knippelmeyer with the bucket. Here come the Eagles, back within four. It's 20-16. Southern Raiders basketball. And a traveling call. Traveling with the basketball is Riley Short. Coach Jeff Murphy is going to take a timeout here.
We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
The Johnson Brock Eagles. The girls have pulled back to within four at 20-16, and then followed by another turnover by the Raiders. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Chloe Weiss will inbound it. Weiss will toss it in against some half-court pressure now being applied. She gets it inbounds to Behrens. Behrens back to Weiss, left side. Taryn Ottoman for three. Off, no good. Boy, the threes just will not fall tonight for Johnson Brock. They've only hit one out of numerous attempts. Maddie Wegner brings the ball down court for the Raiders. Into the corner, right side, short for three. Off, no good. Rebound, Elena Clover. Clover with a putback. She can't get it. Fight for the rebound. A jump ball is going to be called, and the possession arrow will stay with the Southern Raiders. 6 minutes, 20 seconds to go, third quarter. 20-16. Raiders up by four. It'll be Raiders basketball. Maddie Wegner to inbound it under the basket. To Troxel in the corner for three. It's off, no good. With the rebound is Behrens. Behrens, he's got Knippelmeyer down court to the right side. Gives it to Rasmussen. Rasmussen, jump shot off the glass, won't fall. Here's a battle for the rebound. And a whistle. They're going to say the ball belongs to the Southern Raiders. Apparently, one of the Johnson Brock girls must have stepped on the baseline when she had a hold of the ball. Wegner gets it inbound to Troxel. Back to Wegner, still in backcourt. Down court pass stolen away by Ottoman. Nope, they're going to say Ottoman stepped on the sideline as she stole the basketball, and the basketball possession stays with the Raiders. Johnson Brock had a golden opportunity to cut into that four-point lead. Came away empty-handed. Troxel with the basketball up top to Wegner. Wegner left elbow Troxel. Now Kelly Cooper in the paint. Cooper finds Wegner with it, down to short, right side baseline in the corner. Cooper stands between the rings at the top of the free throw circle with a pass to Wegner. Across it comes to down on the baseline underneath Troxel. She's trapped under there. Troxel in a whole bunch of trouble. And she's called for a 3-second violation standing in the lane. Johnson Brock has had the breaks here. Back into the game comes Audrey Sanford replacing Hallie Rasmussen now. Boy, they've had their opportunities. Let's see what they can do. 20-16. It's a four-point Southern lead. Across the timeline, Sanford. Ottoman under the basket. Shot is up. Off. No good. Won't fall. Everybody battling after the rebound. Clover clears it out of there. Clover with the ball. Gets a bounce pass off to short. Down court. Wegner. Wegner, two-on-three fast break. Holds up with it to Kelly Cooper. Cooper dribbles up around the top of the circle. They'll reset the offense to Wegner. Maddie Wegner holds the ball. Chloe Weiss comes out to give chase. Johnson Brock had yet another opportunity to escape him down here on a shot that would normally go in there for Taryn Ottoman on the baseline. There's a ball tipped away out of bounds off of Sanford. It'll stay with the Southern Raiders. Just under 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's a four-point basketball game, 20-16. Johnson Brock trailing the Southern High Raiders. Inbound the pass to Wegner. Wegner gives it to Troxel. It comes across to the left side. Troxel flips it out to short. We're going to have a foul called on the floor against the Johnson Brock Eagles. Let's see who that one's on.
That foul will go to Natalie Knippelmeyer. That's her third personal foul and first team foul.
Basketball will belong to the Southern Raiders. Wegner will inbound it. Maddie Wegner lobs it into the corner left side. Up to the top of the circle to Kelly Cooper it comes. Cooper with the basketball. She has 6 points so far tonight. She averages 21 per ball game. So Ottoman's done a pretty good job of shutting Cooper down under there, but vice versa, they haven't let Ottoman have much of an inside game either. Here's Cooper with the ball, working to the hoop. Shot is up. She got it. And just as we talk about her, Kelly Cooper comes up with a little turnaround shot in the paint. She hits the basket and draws the foul. She'll be at the line for the and one. Kelly Cooper at the line to shoot one shot here. Still waiting for them to pull. There you go.
That foul will be on Brooklyn Behrens. That's her third personal foul, second team foul.
And back into the lineup now comes Helly Rasmussen into the contest. At the free throw line for the and one is Kelly Cooper. Free throw is up and good, and Cooper puts her team just like that back up by seven after Johnson Brock got within four and had numerous opportunities. Here comes Brooklyn Buckmeyer with the basketball. Buckmeyer is knocked to the floor, and a whistle and a foul. That one's going to go on Troxel, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Number 30.
That foul will be on number 30, Kendall Troxel. That's her first personal foul, third team foul.
Johnson Rocks basketball. Chloe Weiss, left elbow. Ottoman in the corner, left side. Taryn Ottoman back up to Weiss. Open look, three for Weiss. Off, no good. The ball just will not fall. What do we got here now? Sanford was on the floor. Wegner fell over the top of her. I think they're going to tag Audrey Sanford for the foul as Wegner fell over backwards on top of her.
That foul will be on Audrey Sanford. That's her second personal foul and third team foul.
All right, Southern basketball, long down court. Elena Clover gets the pass, feeds into Kelly Cooper, driving lay-in. Up and good for Kelly Cooper. She's in double figures, has 11 points.
There's a timeout on the floor. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, Valerie Binder is keeping us posted on the score at Auburn. A minute ago, she said tied with 7 seconds. Then she sent me one and said we're going to overtime. Then I got another text that says we're going to double overtime. So they're having a heck of a time getting that one settled at Auburn. The Auburn Lady Bulldogs, the Fairbury Lady Jeffs, in double overtime. They're now playing in the second OT at Auburn. We'll have a final for you as soon as Valerie sends us the information. We got a good one going here, 25-16. The lead is 9 now. Biggest lead yet for Southern. Brooklyn Buckmeyer brings the ball up court, puts a pass to Chloe Weiss. She takes it into the corner. Back to Buckmeyer it comes. She'll have to work the left-handed dribble, guarded by Kelly Cooper. Buckmeyer does a good job getting the ball across to Weiss. Weiss on the right wing. 3:43 to go, third quarter. 9-point lead for Southern. Here comes Buckmeyer. Bounce pass underneath, looking for Rasmussen. Ball is tipped away. A whistle, a foul is going to be called on the Southern Raiders. See who this one's on. I think it's probably on Wegner. Yes, it is. At the free, or they'll play it in. They won't be shooting this one on the baseline. They lob it up top. Ball stolen away by Cooper. Passing has not been crisp here. And now we've got a whistle and a foul called on Johnson Brock's Chloe Weiss there.
That foul will be on Chloe Weiss. That's her first personal foul and fourth team foul.
Southern with the basketball and a 9-point lead. Maddie Wegner to the right side, off to Riley Short. Short holds it for a moment, tried to put a pass in, stolen away. Fast break, Kelly Rasmussen down court, driving, laying up, couldn't get it. Rasmussen got her own rebound, and now I think she's going to be fouled. Kelly Rasmussen on the breakaway lay-in. I'll tell you, the ball just will not fall tonight for Johnson Brock. They've missed layups. They've missed open looks under the basket. A couple of what I call bunnies for putbacks. They couldn't get to drop. In this case, the foul is going to be on Maddie Wegner.
Foul's on Maddie Wegner. Her second personal foul and 15th foul.
Inbound the pass into the corner. Chloe Weiss. Back to live action. Brooklyn Buckmeyer for three off the glass. Got it. Brooklyn Buckmeyer banked it off the glass for the three, and that pulls them back within six. That was big. And now Buckmeyer's going to get tagged for a personal, reaching in on Kelly Clover, trying to get the steal there. Buckmeyer going to be called for that one.
That foul's on Brooklyn Buckmeyer. That's her second personal foul and 15th foul.
Yeah, you're right. Second. Very good. Kelly Cooper in the paint with the ball. I got my Brooklyns mixed up. I was looking for the parents. Wegner with the ball in the paint across court to the right side to Riley Short. Short to the top of the key between the rings. Pass comes up. Maddie Wegner in the paint. Here's Elena Clover with the ball. Clover can't get to the basket. Ottoman is there. There's a shot put up and off. No good. The rebound down to Chloe Weiss. Weiss down court. Brooklyn Buckmeyer with the basketball. Buckmeyer, bounce pass. Oh, nice feed into Rasmussen. Shot is up. Wouldn't go. But a whistle and a foul, and we'll put Halle Rasmussen to the free throw line. She'll be shooting two shots, and there's another one of those that could have easily gone in and did not fall for. So at the free throw line will be Halle Rasmussen.
That foul will be on Elena Clover. That's her third personal foul and sixth team foul.
Rasmussen shooting two shots here for Johnson Brock. The first one is up and good. Halle Rasmussen gets the free throw to fall. That's 3 points tonight for Halle. This is her second shot. She can get the Eagles back within four. Second shot is on the way. It's up and good also. She got them both. The 5'6 junior, big sister to my broadcasting buddy tonight here, got that one. Gage had a big smile. There's an over and back call. Big turnover there for the Southern Raiders. The Johnson Brock girls just keep hanging around here. They get down by as much as nine. Now suddenly you look up and they're back within four and they have the basketball. But how many chances did they have earlier down by four when they came away empty-handed? Here we go. JB with the ball. 2:10 to go in the third quarter. Brooklyn Buckmeyer in the corner. Gives to Sanford. Inside Rasmussen, back to Sanford. She penetrates. Jump shot. Sanford got it! Audrey Sanford. Pull Johnson Brock back to within two, 25-23. We got a dandy. Here's Kelly Cooper down court. Ball is loose. Ottoman with the steal. Gives it to Buckmeyer. She's knocked to the floor, and the foul is going to be on Kelly Cooper. And on Cooper, that is her fourth personal. Kelly Cooper, the leading scorer for this team, averaging 21 points per ball game, has just picked up her fourth personal foul, team foul number seven. We're in the 1-1. Johnson Brock will put the Brooklyn Buckmeyer, the freshman, 5'8 freshman, at the line where she'll be shooting 1-1. A chance to tie the ball game for the freshman if she could make them both. Brooklyn Buckmeyer, shot is on the way. It's up and off, no good. Rebound comes down to Southern, and a whistle and a foul fighting for the rebound. I think that's going to go on Taryn Ottoman.
That's her first personal foul and 15 foul.
All right,
foul.
Yes, 16 foul. Inbound the pass. Down court on the right side with it is Addison Young, who's checked in. Almost a turnover there. Maddie Wegner comes up with the basketball. Momentum has switched here to Johnson Brock. They had a chance to tie it at the line a minute ago. Now with the ball on the left side is Maddie Wegner. Wegner in the paint. Bounce pass to the corner. Shot by Young is up on the right side. Doesn't go. Chloe Weiss with a rebound. Down court pass. Sanford. Across court pass. Buckmeyer. Open look. Two. Comes up short. Rebound. Johnson Brock in traffic. Under there. Handling the ball is Rasmussen. And we're going to have a timeout taken on the floor.
There's a timeout on the floor. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, Johnson Brock staging quite a comeback here. They got down by as much as nine. They are back within two. They've had a couple of chances to tie it. Our score sets at 25-23 with a minute 15 to play in the third quarter. They're playing in double overtime at Auburn. Auburn and Fairbury, still no final on that one. Sterling is at Sacred Heart over on KTNC. They're playing right now. Here's Ottoman with the basketball to Sanford. Sanford for two. Shot is up. It's blocked. Ball is loose on the floor. Elena Clover comes up with it. And now a whistle and a foul is going to be called, I believe, on Johnson Brock. Let's see who they tag this one on. I'm not sure who they got there.
That foul will be on Chloe Weiss. That's her second personal foul and seventh team foul.
That means we walk to the other end and put Elena Culver at the line, where she'll be shooting 1-1 for the Southern High Raiders. Elena has 2 points so far tonight on one field goal. Free throw is on the way up and off, no good. Rebound comes down to Brooklyn Buckmeyer. The freshman brings the ball up court. Buckmeyer hands it off to Sanford. Into the corner right side, Weiss with the basketball. One dribble up top to Sanford. Around the horn to Taryn Ottoman. Now Buckmeyer in the corner on the left side of the basket. Buckmeyer has to bring it out between the rings and reset the offense. Top of the circle. Gives the ball to Sanford. Sanford with the ball. They set it underneath to Ottoman. Her shot is up and off. Won't go. Another one of those bunnies. It just won't drop. Now wait a minute. What do we got here? Stepping on the baseline was Dahlcutter, and Dahlcutter will turn it over and give the ball to Johnson Brock. She grabbed the basketball and stepped on the baseline. Johnson Brock will have it. Brooklyn Buckmeyer, the freshman, she'll trigger it in baseline right side under her own backboard. Buckmeyer, bounce pass in, got it into the corner to Weiss. Weiss comes up top with it. Rasmussen back around, finds Weiss. Now Sanford in the corner left side. She and Weiss play catch with it, looking for Buckmeyer in the paint, across court. Rasmussen for three! No, couldn't get it. And the rebound comes down. That one would have put Johnson Brock up by one. Rebound stolen away, loose on the floor. Everybody after the basketball. Coming out of there with it, all the way in goes Culver, driving lay-in up and good. Elena Culver grabbed the loose basketball and laid it in, and the lead is back to four. Johnson Brock had got within two. There's a long shot for three that's up at the buzzer, and that's the end of the third quarter.
After three quarters of play, our score is 27-23. Your Southern Raiders are up. We'll step aside for a one-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family-owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country part and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, as you watch this ball game unfold, you just have to feel like even though they're down by four, Johnson Brock very much in the contest. They have rallied to come back from a nine-point deficit, got back within two, had three, possibly four trips down the floor with a chance to tie the game and came away empty-handed. They missed some bunnies. If any of the shots start falling at all, Johnson Brock will be in good shape here. Eagles with the basketball. Barron's across court pass stolen away. Maddie Wegner got the steal on Barron's lob pass across court. And there's another costly turnover for Johnson Brock. Wegner off to Troxell on the right side. Maddie Wegner, the senior point guard out here, feeds it into Cooper. Troxell for three, up and off, no good. Chipped around. Ball is chased after, and coming out of there with it is Sanford. She gets it off to Ottoman, and Taryn Ottoman brings the ball up the court herself. Taryn Ottoman, top of the circle, launches a three. It's off the rim. The threes just will not fall tonight for Johnson Brock. Falling to the floor with the basketball is Barron's. They reach in and tie her up. Wait a minute. So what are we saying here? The ball will belong on the possession arrow. They're going to give the ball over to the Southern Raiders. 7:17 to go in the ball game. 27-23. Southern up. Raiders will have the basketball. Going to take a quick sneak peek here. I think we may have some info. Here's Cooper on the right side of the lane. Into the corner. Top of the circle. Cooper once again in the paint. Maddie Wegner top of the key. In the paint. Ball stolen away. Down court. Bounce pass. to Helly Rasmussen, driving, laying up, off, no good, rebound, follow shot, Ottoman, it won't go, and the rebound brought down by the Southern Raiders, 6:50 to go in the ballgame, Southern with the basketball, up by four, again, two opportunities for Johnson Brock, ball deflected, tipped away, Rasmussen had it, grabbed up, they flip it to Knippelmeyer, one-on-one with Wegner, lays it up and good, Natalie Knippelmeyer with the lay-in. It's a two-point basketball game, 27-25 our score. At the other direction, down court is short. Top of the key gives it to Maddie Wegner. Wegner will reset the offense. Kendra Troxell moves to the right elbow. She takes the pass from Wegner. Lob pass goes inside. Clover around the bend pass around the corner left side. Doll cutter. She loses the ball out of bounds. Johnson Brock gets it back. We've got a final now from Auburn in double overtime. Double overtime in Auburn-Fairbury, 42, Auburn 36. So the Fairbury Jets have beaten Auburn 42-36 in two overtimes tonight in Auburn. All right, chance to tie it up here for Johnson Brock. Another turnover. The ball stolen away by Maddie Wegner. Wegner with a good defensive effort there for the Southern Raiders gets the steal. Johnson Brock, another opportunity to tie it. Got away from him. Down by two. Here's a three that's in and out off the rim. Rebound. Clover has it. Now a jump ball is going to be called. Weiss did a good job of hanging in there. Possession arrow goes to Johnson Brock. Brooklyn Barons back into the lineup, replacing Chloe Weiss now for Johnson Brock. 5:46 to go in the game. A chance for Johnson Brock to tie 27-25. Two-point lead for the Southern Raiders. Bounce pass into traffic. Tied up. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow, Southern Raiders. They put it to Rasmussen in the paint. She was immediately double-teamed and tied up. The students are on their feet here at Johnson Brock. It's Hawaiian night, all dressed out in the Hawaiian shirts, the Hawaiian lays. Kelly Cooper playing with four personals in the paint. Jump shot is up, in and out. Rebound, Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman, down court pass to Behrens. Behrens, left side, gives it off to the left wing. Sanford all the way across court pass, finds Knippelmeyer. Oh, those are dangerous passes. And another dangerous pass all the way across the court. Inside they go to Ottoman. She can't get to the basket. Here's Brooklyn Behrens for three. Up and off, no good. Rebound brought down Kelly Cooper. Cooper has to be careful. She's got four personals. Cooper on the fast break. Goes in for the shot. Got it, and she's fouled. Right now, Audrey Sanford is wondering, what in the world do you have to do? Sanford went down, got established, stood straight up. Cooper ran up her front side, got the basket, and
foul. That foul will be on number 12, Audrey Sanford. That's her third personal foul, eighth team foul.
Kelly Cooper for the and one. Free throw is up, and it is off. No good. The rebound to Taryn Ottoman. It's a four-point ball game once again, 29-25. 5 minutes to go in the ball game. Sanford for three. No, off the front of the rim. The threes just will not drop tonight for Johnson Brock. Fast break the other way. Driving layup up off, no good. Cooper with a rebound, taken away by Behrens. Brooklyn Behrens is going to bring the ball up court for Johnson Brock to the right side to Sanford. Up top, Knippelmeyer for three. Got it! Natalie Knippelmeyer hit the three-pointer. It's a one-point basketball game, 28-29. Pass to Cooper. It's loose. Ball is stolen away. Helly Rasmussen with the steal. Rasmussen comes up with the steal for Johnson Brock into forecourt. Right side, Sanford. To Knippelmeyer on the right wing. Sanford, bounce pass inside. Ottoman, shot is up off the glass. It won't go. Rebound underneath, follow shot. Behrens won't go. And the rebound comes down to Elena Clover. Johnson Brock, two opportunities to take the lead, couldn't get it. 4 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. 4 minutes to go in the ballgame. Maddie Wegner handles the basketball for the Southern Raiders. 29-28, we've got a dandy. A welcome to our fans listening in the Wymore Southern area on MSCSports.net. Aren't you glad you tuned in online tonight for this one? It's 29-28, Wymore Southern up by one. Cooper in the paint, shot is up. Wait a minute, she travels. Kelly Cooper called for traveling, and Johnson Brock will have yet another opportunity to take the lead as they come up the court. We're down to 3:39 to go here in the ballgame, 29-28, a one-point lead for Southern. They have led throughout the contest by as much as nine. Johnson Brock, chance to take the lead with the basket. Helly Rasmussen on the dribble with the basketball, top of the circle. Sanford goes inside with it to Ottoman. Sanders, Rasmussen for three. Off won't go. Falling to the floor is Wagner. The ball goes out of bounds. And I think we're going to have a foul call on Johnson Brock. Eagle fans are furious. They didn't see it that way, obviously.
That foul would be on Brooklyn Barons, their fourth personal foul and ninth team foul.
Brooklyn Barons with their fourth foul. That'll send to the free throw line the senior, Maddie Wagner. Maddie has 3 points tonight so far on a field goal, and she's 1-for-1 from the line. Front end of the 1-and-1 is good. Maddie Wagner now with 4 points. The senior makes the first one. She'll have the end one. She puts her team back up by two. It's 30-28. Southern High Raiders lead it. Maddie Wagner, second free throw, got it. She hit them both. Back to a three-point lead for the Southern Raiders. Johnson Brock. 3 minutes, 15 seconds left to play. It's getting down to crunch time for the Lady Eagles. They've got back within one. In the corner, Knippelmeyer with the ball. To Weiss. Weiss goes in for a driving lay-in, up and good. Chloe Weiss with her first 2 points of the ball game. It's a one-point contest, 31-30. That was an over and back. They just missed one there. Maddie Wagner with the basketball at the top of the circle. Bounce pass right side. Goes to Troxell, back to Wagner. Cooper in the paint, can't get to the basket. Finds Wagner. Oh, Troxell lost the handle on it for a moment. Again, it comes to Wagner. Troxell for three, off the rim. Rebound, brought down underneath by Weiss. She's knocked to the floor. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Southern Raiders. Coach Jeff Murphy in the ear of the official over there. He obviously didn't see it that way. This foul is going to be called, I think, on Clover.
That foul will be on Elena Clover, her fourth personal foul and eighth team foul.
So Clover with four and Cooper with four at the free throw line. Chloe Weiss, she hit the two just a moment ago. This will be her first attempt from the charity stripe. She could tie it if she can hit this one. It's 1-1. Chloe Weiss shooting a free throw for the tie. Shot is on the way. Got it! And the Johnson Brock fans are into it now. We're tied at 31 apiece with 2:33 to go in the ballgame. Weiss could give the Eagles their first lead of the game if she hits this one. It's up and it is off. No good. The rebound comes down to Weiss and she gets shoved out of bounds. A foul is going to be called on Clover and that'll be her fifth personal. Elena Clover has just fouled out of the ballgame. She finishes the game tonight with 4 points for the junior. Elena will be back. She's just a junior. I'm sure that's her fifth.
That was on 42.
Oh, my apologies. My apologies. Riley Short got called for the Clover was over there protesting it, and I figured they'd put it on Elena. My apologies to you. Riley Short called for the personal. At the line for the lead is Chloe Weiss shooting 1-1. Got it. Chloe Weiss has given Johnson Brock their first lead of the ballgame with 2:32 to play in the contest. It's 32-31. Chloe Weiss, second free throw is on the way. It's up and it's off, no good. And the rebound comes down, Maddie Wagner. Long down court pass, gets it into the corner. That's Clover with the basketball to the top of the circle to Maddie Wagner. Wagner now setting it up the offense for the Southern Raiders. They trail for the first time in the ballgame, trailing 32-31. 2 minutes, 14 seconds to go. Maddie Wagner gives it off to the right side to Kelly Cooper. Cooper comes to the left side on the wing to Troxell. Back up to Wagner. Weiss comes out to chase her. In the paint, the ball is tipped away. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock. And we're going to put Kelly Cooper to the free throw line. Kelly has hit 3 out of 4 from the line tonight so far. She has 13 points in the ballgame for the Southern Raiders. Kelly Cooper at the line, shooting 2 shots now in the double bonus. First one is up. It's short. It was a foul on there.
That foul was on number 32, Karen Ottoman, with her second personal foul and 10th team foul.
10 team fouls, so we're in the double bonus. Kelly Cooper will have another shot here. This one is up, and it's good. She got it. We're tied at 32 apiece with 2 minutes to play. At the two-minute mark, all tied at 32 each. Here we go. Johnson Brock down court to set the offense. Chloe Weiss penetrates in. Flips it up top, around the horn to the left elbow with it. That's Helly Rasmussen. She clears a pass back up top. to Sanford. Rasmussen dribbles around the defender, gives it again to Sanford. Into the corner, cross-court pass by. She tries to penetrate the baseline, can't get there. Has to come up to Kniffelmeyer with it on the wing, back to the top of the key. Underneath it goes to Ottoman. She goes up with a shot, and we'll have a whistle and a foul, and Taryn Ottoman will be at the free throw line, where she'll be shooting two shots, I'm pretty sure here, for the Eagles. The foul?
That foul will be on Maddie Wegner, her third personal foul and 10th team foul.
First free throw of two is up and off, no good. Would not fall. Taryn Ottoman has 4 points tonight. She's now 2 out of 3 from the line. This would give Johnson Brock the lead if she can hit this second one with a minute 24 to play in the game. Shot is on the way for the freshman, and it is short off the rim. Missed them both. We're tied at 32, and now maybe with a chance to play for one here will be the Raiders. Down to a minute 15 to go. We're going to have a timeout taken.
There's a timeout on the floor. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinics, extended hours, starting at 7 a.m.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Tied at 32 apiece with a minute 16 to play here at Johnson Brock. Johnson Brock and Southern High. Here they got a dandy going in Fall City, too. Sacred Heart leading Sterling at halftime by just 5. 25-20, your halftime score. Sacred Heart leading the Sterling Jets. Here with a minute 16 left to play, we have a 32-32 ball game. The basketball is in the possession of the Southern Raiders. A chance for them to maybe play for one and for the win here to play for the final shot. Out at the midcourt circle on the dribble, Maddie Wegner into the corner to Short on the left side. Now it comes to Troxel on the left wing. Wegner just holds it. Johnson Brock letting the clock wind down here. Down under a minute now. 55 seconds to go. Southern going to play for one. Johnson Brock stepping back from him, sitting here in his zone right now, not coming out after him. Now Hallie Rasmussen gives chase, trying to force a turnover. Rasmussen goes over to Clover in the corner. They play catch with Wegner. Wegner, again, tries to put it over to Clover, and another timeout is going to be taken. 35 seconds to go now.
There's a timeout on the floor. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Once again, a final score from Auburn. It was Fairbury over Auburn in two overtimes, 42-36. Fairbury over Auburn in double overtime. Here with 35 seconds to play, 35.8 to be precise. We are all tied up at 32 apiece. A tie basketball game. The possession of the ball is with the Southern Raiders. They will try and run the clock down and play for one here to try and get the win. Johnson Brock had only one lead of the ball game. They led by a single point just a few seconds ago. Maddie Wegner's in backcourt. The senior point guard on the dribble. Works one-on-one against Chloe Weiss. She picks up her dribble, needs help. Goes to Cooper. The ball is loose. No whistle. Back up top, it comes to Troxel. The clock is down to 20 seconds to go. Kelly Cooper near midcourt. They chase after her, giving chase. Ball taken away and grabbed up. Jump ball, I think. Yes, a jump ball is called. Possession arrow goes to Johnson Brock. Johnson Brock will have the basketball on the jump ball call with 14 seconds to play in the game. Now the Eagles with a chance to play for one. They're going to take a timeout and talk about it. We're going to keep it here live. We're not going to break away this time. I'm Randy Gatula, seated alongside Gage Rasmussen, updating you on the games. Again, in double overtime tonight at Auburn, the Fairbury Jets defeated the Auburn Lady Bulldogs 42-36. Down in Fall City right now, the Sacred Heart Irish at halftime leading the Sterling Jets 25-20. Here at Johnson-Brock, with just 14 seconds left to play in regulation, we're tied at 32 apiece. Johnson-Brock with a chance to play for the winning basket on the final possession here. Just moments ago, it looked like Southern was going to have that opportunity, and then the jump ball, Chloe Weiss did a good job of getting in there and tying him up. So it all comes down to this, 14.8 seconds. Johnson-Brock and Southern tied at 32 all. Sub-district finals. Inbound the pass to Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman, free throw line, takes it in. Driving lay-in up, got it! Ottoman gets the lay-in. 8 seconds to go. Down court, Kelly Cooper. Cooper on the right side launches a three that's off the rim, doesn't go. Rebound, follow shot, put back is up. It's also good, and there is your ball game. The Johnson-Brock Lady Eagles come from behind tonight to take the win over the Southern High Raiders. Your final score tonight, Johnson-Brock 34 and Southern 32. You can hear the crowd in the background here at Johnson-Brock on their feet, yelling and screaming. A great basketball game. Our congratulations to both teams on the efforts tonight. The folks from Southern High being defeated for the third time this season by Johnson-Brock, the first two in overtime, and then this time on basically a buzzer beater here. I think that score from Taryn Ottoman on the driving layup, only her second field goal of the night. It came with about 8 seconds on the clock when I looked up there. There were 8 seconds to go. How about that, Gage? You like this stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Fun time, huh?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to let you send us off for a two-minute break here. We'll just let you ad-lib this a little bit. That's the end of the game.
That's the end of the game. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
We'll be back after this two-minute timeout.
Main Street Bank, with 7 locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the Heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank, close to you in southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula and Gage Rasmussen back with you here at Johnson-Brock High School. Gage, we just witnessed a dandy, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
All right. The final score tonight, the Johnson-Brock Eagles come from behind to take the win over the Southern Raiders. 34-32 is your final, and that's after trailing throughout the contest. In fact, Johnson-Brock only led the game twice, both times in the final 2 minutes. They went up by one and then taking the lead at the last shot there, 34-32. Let's look at the individual numbers. First of all, for the Southern High Raiders, Kelly Cooper led the way. Not surprisingly, she was in double figures. Kelly, a fine ball player and just a junior. She finished with 14 points tonight. Riley Short ended up with 6. Elena Clover had 4. 5 points for Maddie Wegner. And Kendra Troxell finished with 3 for their total of 32. From the charity stripe, the Southern High Raiders went 7 of 11 from the line. With that loss, the Southern Raiders finished their season at 18-7 on the year. And our congratulations to Coach Jeff Murphy and the Southern Raiders. They had a great year. 2 seniors playing their final game tonight in a Raider uniform. We want to recognize them, Riley Short and Maddie Wegner. We've enjoyed watching Maddie both on basketball.